Good morning, coming up on 740 on the Mighty 690, and we have a special guest in studio here this morning. We're pleased to welcome Lene Ivy to the studio. Good morning, Lene. How are you doing?
Good, I'm good.
Hey, good to have you here. So you say, well, that's not in our normal guest lineup. Well, this is a pretty special deal here. So Lene, you're a 10th grader at Tyro Community Christian School, right?
Yep.
And you're going to be going to New York City, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, why you're going to be going to New York. This is kind of a big deal.
Well, in June, I got an email from the Honors Performance Series that said, hey, we'd like to have you come audition to get to sing at Carnegie Hall. And I was like, well, what's the Honors Performance Series? So we looked into it, and sure enough, it was real. So I auditioned, and in July, I got my confirmation email. So I'll get to go sing there with the choir.
So how did these people find you? I mean,
somebody nominated me. I really have no idea.
Okay, gotcha. So, no, that is fantastic. So, that's really exciting. So, Lene, you've been singing for quite a little while, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. Since I was about 4.
Uh-huh.
I've been in about 18 shows throughout my life, and I've been in different choirs and, like, praise teams.
Okay. Do you sing at church then?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's really fun. And then I see in here as well that you were involved in some of the Neowalla performances. In fact, I know I saw last year's show, the Peter Pan. So you were one of the understudies in that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wendy's.
That's the main, you know, main part right there. So, I mean, what was that like? How did that go?
It was really fun. I actually wasn't cast as that beforehand, but we had a member drop out, and so they were like, would you like to do this? And I was like, sure. It's hard work, but it was fun.
No, that is so very cool. So, you know, do you have a favorite kind of genre that you like to sing, you know? I'm sure people ask, you know, how'd you get started singing? But, you know, it's like so many kids are just, you know, they start out of the gate.
Right. I definitely like more R&B styled music, like piano karaoke type music.
Sure, sure. No, I got you on that. So this, is there any, so you had the audition and everything for this. How did they do that specifically? Or, you know, how did you qualify, I guess, for this?
I just sent in like a voice recording of me, and then they have like a board that went through and reviewed it. And then I'm not really sure what the requirements were, but
sure,
I got it. So,
so they asked you like some. They just made you. How do you pick a song? Maybe,
yeah,
or
they,
was there something specific they wanted you to sing for that audition?
They gave us like specific books that we could pick songs out of, and luckily I'd already been working on that with my music teacher. So we picked that, and it was like Italian songs. So.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Had you ever sung anything like that before? Had you get some help with some of the lyrics or whatever?
Definitely had to get help. But yeah, I had done different languages in choir, the children's choir at Coffeyville, but that's about it.
Now, is there a choir at Tyro?
There's not a choir, but we have our worship team.
Okay, you got your worship team. I didn't know if your school had anything or anything like that. So, now, as far as, you know, you got the audition, you got accepted, you know, for all of that. So what does this look like for the actual performance? I mean, is this kind of a program that's been going on a while, do you know?
I think it's been going on for a while. I'm actually not too sure, but yeah.
So, you know, you're going to be singing. I mean, there's performers from all 50 states, Guam, Virgin Islands. I mean, all over. Did they give you kind of a preview of maybe any of the songs that you're going to be singing? Are you working on those yet?
Yes, I got my music last week, and so we have our stuff to get ready for it.
Oh, no, that's going to be great. So how many songs?
There's seven or eight, I think, that we're doing.
Gotcha. So then the plan will be you're going to be going to New York, and I'm sure there's going to be practices and that sort of thing, and then the actual performance, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when is this going to be? And I mean, if someone was, you know, maybe going to go see you, I mean, how do they do that?
So our dates that we go up there is February 7th through the 11th, but my performance is on the 10th of February.
Okay. And, you know, to actually be there, you know, in Carnegie Hall, that's that's going to be great. And if someone did want tickets for that, I think they'd be available here beforehand about, what, 60 days before the actual performance there?
Yep.
So, I mean, that's going to be great. Have you ever been to New York City before?
Nope, never. I've always wanted to, though.
Okay. Well, this is going to be great. So, do they provide the actual transportation, or do you have to provide that on your own?
We had to find the money to get transportation and all of that good stuff and tuition for the actual program.
So are you looking, do you have that covered, or do you need any help with fundraising or anything like that?
Yes, always help with fundraising, but we have about $2,000 left that we need to get before we go.
So if someone wanted to help, you know, sponsor you to get over there to New York, what would be the best way to do that?
We have a, what is it? Yeah, we have a, on the WKOP website, we have a link to my thing. The Facebook page.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah, on the Facebook page. Yep. Mm-hmm. Just head on over there, and then you can get some more information. Because, you know, I know there's plenty of people who might want to chip in a little bit to help, you know, make your trip possible. Because, I mean, it's not cheap for sure to get all the way out to New York. So,
right.
And the lodging in New York is, you know, I've been to New York, I think, about 3 times. And the hotel that I used to stay at has been, unfortunately, knocked down now. But it was $100 or so, which is pretty cheap for New York prices. Mm. Also did not have air conditioning, so, you know. But no, you're good. You're definitely gonna enjoy it. I mean, hopefully you have some time to sightsee and everything, too, in your actual time there. Because, I mean, that's what it's all about, is being able to, you know, go and enjoy the city.
Mm-hmm.
There's just anything else that you've always, you know, we all have our idea of what New York's going to be like, and then we get there. But anything else, you know, tourist wise that you're looking forward to seeing?
I'm really excited for Statue of Liberty, of course. And I'm really excited for the 9/11 memorial, because I don't know. I've always been interested in all
that.
So,
And that 9/11 memorial is really great. I mean, they did a really good job at it. I mean, it's like all on a lot of it is underground, and I mean, it's very, very humbling. But I mean, you can even now go up in the One World Trade Tower, and they've got really cool elevators and stuff in there.
Right.
So, and then I've only seen the Statue of Liberty from a distance, you know, but I was like, oh, there it is. So you're going to have a great time. So, you know, if someone, you know, are you pretty much every like Sunday, do you help out with the worship team back here in Tyro?
I don't really help with the Tyro Sunday worship team, but I do, my school does chapels on Wednesday.
Gotcha. So, your own chapel there. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. So no, that's just really awesome. Are you like an alto? What is soprano?
Alto.
Okay, all right. I'm trying to think of, you know, sometimes people sing higher or lower, but so the I guess anything else that people, you know, should know here, that if they are, you know, is there going to be like any sort of recording of this? I know a lot of folks, you know, might not be able to go and actually see the performance.
Right. Well, my mom's definitely going to be recording, and that'll probably end up on WKOP.
Okay.
But yeah.
Well, that's going to be great. Well, I mean, that is so cool. I mean, what an awesome opportunity to be able to go and experience, you know, something like New York, and I'm sure you're going to meet all sorts of people. Now, going forward here, you know, you're a 10th grade student, and I know that you've got some time, and I'm all about procrastinating, but do you know what you're going to do with your life? I'm sure you're going to get real tired of people asking you that question.
Definitely something with music, but I'm just not sure what exactly yet.
Sure. Mm. Sure. Well, that's really great. And I mean, this could, you never know. It could be a springboard to something else. So, I mean, this is a fantastic opportunity, it sounds like. And I know you're going to get a lot out of it. So February 10th is the actual performance. And I mean, I hope it's a packed house over there in Carnegie Hall. That's going to be a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anything else you want to share with us, Lene? Sorry. I'm just like, what?
I'm just really thankful for my music teacher, Markel, and for my choir teacher, Mark Garn, because they've definitely helped bring me to where I am now.
Hey, yeah. No, that is so great. And that's another really good thing to remember, is we have so many great resources here in the area musically. I mean, you wouldn't think that, you know, a small area like this, that we would have these resources. But between, you know, all the colleges and the schools, we really do. So definitely good to take advantage of this. Well, Lene, I'm so glad that you were able to stop by here this morning and share this with us. And I hope we can kind of be following along on your journey, because that's super exciting. And I know lots of folks listening are really going to enjoy hearing about this.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Lene Ivy here, and 10th grade student at Tyro Community Christian School, who's going to New York City here at the start of next year. So that's going to be a great time. Hope you enjoy it. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
All right, and we got more open line here on the way here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, so keep it here.